Wrapping up Harvest Early, welcome and hello everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I've never seen us when we were through harvesting before Halloween.
We have in the past finished fairly early, but not this early.
I think it is one of the earliest harvest completions that we've had in Tennessee history.
The dry weather over the past several weeks has resulted in what many say is the quickest harvest they can ever remember. Dyer County producer Malcolm Birchville.
Because of the dry weather and the maturity of the crops, no rain, didn't have a reason to stop. Once they started maturing, we just went right on through. Normally, in years past, especially quite a few years past, we didn't even start harvest till maybe the first or the middle of October, and then run right on through Thanksgiving and sometimes right up to almost Christmas time.
In Marion County, where dry conditions have prevailed since the spring, James Haskew says there's no doubt harvest will finish early for him.
We've been dry all year. I mean, we were through planting 3 weeks ahead of normal. We're going to be through harvesting 3 to 4 weeks ahead of normal. So it's been everything's been at a 2-3 week ahead of normal pace all year.
Haskew and folks along the southern counties in southeast Tennessee have been under extreme drought conditions for some time now, and those effects are now being felt statewide. Row crop and cattle producer Eric Mayberry in Humphreys County.
Dry weather is obviously the key. I mean, we've had just virtually no rainfall since the onset of harvest in late August, and just go to the field every day with a combine and run. There's no breaks. So.
And according to the latest crop progress report from the Tennessee Ag Statistics Service, basically all the corn crop is harvested across Tennessee, while over 3/4 of the soybean crop is complete and over 60% of the cotton crop has been picked. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.